I mean, obviously, that was one of the points that I had. Your suit, when you were fighting your suit, it was like, you know, the little guy against this big organization that, you know, and that tends to put you in a somewhat, you know, sympathetic type of position. You know, the big, it's like a big corporation versus, you know, some individual.
A big corporation is one thing, but bullies is another. That's the whole, that's what...
Yeah, but regardless of that, yeah, but, you know, that's the, one of the concerns is that we're not going to have that position. Somewhere or another,
no,
we're going to have to establish, we're going to have to establish the same sort of, you know, whatever you established in your trial, where...
Yeah,
you,
well,
you became believable, and you became like, you know, even,
you know,
even things that weren't
fucking believable. Just that I became believable is that I never.
I don't mean became. I mean
yeah.
You were believable.
Exactly.
You were believable on things that.
You know
that,
why? Because the organization lies.
Yeah, but that, I don't understand how that makes you.
But
well, yeah,
one guy who's telling the truth as he sees it. And it's obvious, and you know that the organization's lying. Mary Sue is caught and it doesn't lie. And
yeah, but,
and you know that the organization has bought professional muscle pushed around with Van Buren. Guys, that it's, you know, you kind of don't, you know, if someone says, well, your founder's full of shit, your founder sucks eggs, you don't go out and hire a PI to push the guy around. That you,
but that's
you
what,
guys are so fucking indoctrinated, you have no idea what the world's like out here. You might do that. You guys are operated like fucking Russian communist regime. That could be a bi-metro. Come on, y'all got a total line. God, it's all got to believe the same fucking thing.
Yeah, but the point of that, the point of that is, wow, lying for the cause. I mean, lying for the cause is a... It's, I consider this cause is something worth lying about. I lie about it every day.
Maybe it didn't
matter. No.
I know.
Well,
I know.
So do you. I mean,
it's, but there's a difference. There's a fucking big difference.
Right.
Because.
But some, you know, that's what I'm saying is, somewhere or another, we have to be able to establish that so that that becomes our positioning. Because it is a matter of, it's a matter of positioning, actually. Because you can go in and, you know, you can make allegations, and that would tend to fit better if you're viewed in the right way.
Just, yeah, you're right. There's going to be a certain amount of PR attached to this. But just remember all the positioning bullshit that the organization has involved itself in and all of its superior PR tech. Its PR sucks. So don't think necessarily that the way things have been handled by the organization is, or even by me or by anyone else, is necessarily the way to go. You guys have a situation of being very courageous individuals who are speaking out the rights and wrongs. That's it. And you're seeing that the organization is using money that you guys work for,
right,
in a wrong manner, and you're requesting.
I understand that.
So
understand
the
that.
Positioning is simple. I'll tell you what the positioning is. The positioning is lies versus truth. Positioning is courage versus cowardice. That's your positioning. They lie.
That. Yeah.
They lie.
Well, somewhere
they,
or another.
Of course, they try it against all the, you know, the big six have provided false testimony to federal agencies. But it doesn't watch. It doesn't watch the federal agencies. It doesn't
watch
anyone. And that's because it's already known that they lie. Well, you're saying, I am fed up with my organization lying. I'm here to clean up the goddamn act. And the way I have
so
to do
then
that,
we have a... So I got it. So then in that case, we have a better chance of making our stuff stick, right?
Well, you have to build these things, and you have to have people, you have to have real names on the bottom of the damn thing,
right,
for one, and you have to have people who are going to be willing to talk to the press immediately, who are going to know what the fuck's going on, and better have their language together, you know, and better be pretty fucking distant from the party line in there. Because if they're spewing the same party line, which everyone sees as a bunch of bullshit, you're in for a lot of trouble. But if you say, we are not, absolutely not, we are here to save Scientology, we're not here to destroy it, that again is another lie perpetrated by the organization. Who the fuck wants to destroy? That's just another lie. They lie.
I'm fine. I thought you said we were here to destroy the organization, and that's a lie. It's fine. I got
you
it.
You guys just got it. You're right about positioning, but it isn't like a big thing. It's just a dichotomy. You're suing them because, one, you're honest and you want the facts known. Number two, they're spending money on illegal things, and here they are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They spent so much money to go after, attach the fucking.
So.
Attach the goddamn issues from freedom. Go after these.
Right.
People.
So, okay. Somewhere or another. Somewhere or another, you accomplished that. That's what we've got to accomplish.
That's
right. You accomplished that sort of a positioning. You accomplished a lot. I mean, and you even say, you know, now it puts me in a position where, you know, I'm kind of stuck with that because I did accomplish it.
Listen, I've got to give you, I appreciate that. Let me just give you one word of advice. In my opinion, it is necessary, not because of everything that's happening up in Canada, for you guys to act fairly rapidly. And that is a very logical reason. The Armstrong case brought to the surface a great number of documents. Right?
Yeah.
Documents which show fraud. Right? You agree?
Well, I haven't seen all those
okay,
things.
They,
I don't know what they show and what they don't show.
You saw
I
what the judge,
no idea.
You saw what the judge said. I mean, be realistic. You saw what the judge said about Hubbard.
Yeah, I've seen the judge's order. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of the way it is. Now, my fraud count. I have a fraud case. Just about everyone else has a fraud case. And they now have the documents. Fraud, a statute of limitations for fraud runs from the date, I believe it's a 2-year statute, and it runs from the date of the
discovery
of the fraud.
Right.
There
I
could
understand.
Be a run on the bank.
I understand.
I think
I understand what you're saying.
Nip the goddamn thing in the bud before that happens. Otherwise, you're all going to be holding a very empty bag. And one.
Well, we don't want that.
Exactly.
We don't want that.
One with a lot of indebtedness attached to it. More losses.
Yeah, well, we're not interested in that.
Exactly.
And that is why we're, like,
that's
a little,
you guys,
let's move.
That's why if you guys, frankly, want to save Scientology, fucking slap those guys down.
Yeah, but, okay, I understand that entirely. We're moving in the same direction
right.
on that. Yes. Moving in the same direction. The point is for us to take a look at this and make sure that we are moving in the right fashion. Not doing things that are going to fuck us up. Now, I know you can't guarantee what's going to happen, but there are certain things that you can do to try and...
You can be real sensible about it.
Yeah, be sensible about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, who are the fuckers who photographed you? Are you doing a favor? You're writing this down. Maybe you already know them.
I know them. I'll tell you something straight up front, Jerry.
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
I didn't even bring the license plate number.
You have it?
Straight up front. Yeah.
Okay.
And the reason I didn't bring it is what I told you, because I came here to get somebody to take back to the community because there was concern about the fact whether you were setting us up in there for why should we give you any more info?
Who's the most concerned? Who's the guy in your committee who stirs the most shit? Is it you or is it someone else? Who's the guy
why?
Who says, huh?
Why?
Because I want to fucking talk to him. He's going for a week, somebody. Look, well, we're not sure if we trust you, yeah? Well, frankly, I'm not sure if I trust you either. Yeah, but we're not going to proceed unless we know if we can trust you. But yeah, but there's no way you can possibly know. You got to proceed now with the know. You know, he who doesn't go on a limb never gets an opportunity to fall off.
Right. Okay. Well, I think that will...
Yeah.
I think that...
Listen.
That what...
Hold on.
This will help handle that
I don't
point.
Think, all I've done is talk. But in any case, let me ask you a couple of things. I would like to, you know, it's difficult for you to get out. I'm only going to be here possibly until December 18th. I'm going to be gone for 3 weeks. Be up in Canada.
Okay.
A lot of things, you know. I'm getting, my wife and I are splitting up. That's for you alone. Don't make an issue of it inside the organization, okay? No, everything's fine. Don't worry. No problem.
Okay.
And she's cool, and she's protected by, you know, marital privilege, which we'll exert. And what?
A marital privilege? I don't know what that means.
Anything that we've ever discussed.
I don't know.
Talk about.
Have you discussed that with her?
No.
She doesn't know about that?
Well, she's known for some time because she was there when Dan told all of us.
Okay.
When Dan, she knows no names. She knows nothing else. She knows that occasionally I go out to meet people. She doesn't know who or anything.
Is she a risk, any risk to us?
Well, I don't think she's any risk to you. She, you know, everyone's a risk. But that's what life's all about. You
right.
run toward the risk. Just go after him, grab him by the fucking throat. Get me those guys' names, please. Whoever the three were. Now, one of them, do you know who they were?
No, I don't know who the people were.
Okay. One of them was had reddish hair. He looks like he'd be in his late 20s. Good-looking kid. Fairly tall, 6'1".
Okay.
About reddish
hair. I know what you want on that.
Good.
That's not, the problem is not knowing what you want.
Blonde guy. I guess these guys are all security personnel. Blonde hair. Okay? Those are two that I ID'd definitely. I've seen them around the organization.
Okay. Listen.
You gotta go. I gotta know about your attorney. You know, are you guys just gonna take it? What do I have to do? I need to know. I need to know, have you got any money? Are we really going ahead? Should I drop it with the existing attorney?
Don't you bother about the existing attorney right now. We have our guy is handling this. We've even figured out who we can make the external trustee. We have some work on that.
Okay, if there's an attorney, and he has questions, legal questions to bat around, he should call Mike. The only problem with him calling Mike is, Mike's not going to know who the fuck he is. Are you following me?
Yeah.
So I have to know who he is in order to make an introduction. Because without that, there's a problem. Because the guy could be, Mike's going to think, who the fuck is this guy? Set me up. He's
I understand.
Organization.
I understand.
Okay. Is he retained? I need to know this. Is he retained?
Why do you need to know that?
Why the fuck can't I? Like I say, nothing goes beyond here. Because I need to know what the fuck is going on.
Well, see, that's where there's a slight difference of opinion, is
right.
that we don't think that you need to know everything that's going on with us. There's no reason for that. Why? I already told you that we have an attorney. We have someone that's been helping us with this and moving along. That's enough. You don't need to know anything more than that.
Like I say, he has legal questions. He needs someone with...
Well, his questions about the data, about what data we have, that was the question.
do you guys have anything you want? Or are we...
Oh, no, well, that's... No, not quite. You remember earlier you told Joey and Danny about putting together some docs? Anything we could do if we could get a hold of Ingram's letterhead?
I wouldn't want to touch it with a barge pole. Don't need to.
Why not?
I don't even want to discuss that matter.
Okay. I just...
Not for this reason. I can't see any way, you know, if we were into death, if that was our aim, you know, we wanted to snuff some people and really mess them up good. Yeah, you could do some things, but... No, I don't have any idea on that. I think that, you know, if you guys are going ahead, then I think just, you know, go for it and kind of let it shake out the way it is.
You don't see anything in trying to push this a little harder. Because that was what we got on the original idea on that, and then it sort of died, you know, kind of nothing ever eventuated from it, but we've talked about a number of times. Now we're like, well, we have access to a lot of stuff. There's no question that we have access to it. It's a matter of how do we utilize it and what do we put together.
Do you know anything more about the community situation?
Well, we checked all that out on this thing. We checked out all the stuff that these guys have got. Everything we checked. All the affidavits, the photos, everything.
Do you have the complete affidavits?
Of all those guys? Yeah.
Even the uncensored ones?
Did you make the recorder? That's
Is it with your recorder?
No, man. No recorder. Right down to his mind.
Well, what do you think? Did we come to an impasse here?
No, I don't think so.
One of these great psychodramas.
No.
I'd like to.
Do you
think? I don't know. Do you need me for the ship, or is it just kind of? You know, you feel like you got the whole thing under control, like I can use only the picture.
So you want to use out?
No, but I feel like I'm, you know, kind of like, I'm kind of called up here to find out whether or not you can trust me. For what? You know, for...
Well, that... Be that as it may, that's what occurred today. And,
well, I know.
You know, that's like...
I understand. It just seems like I'm...
I am in a bit of a strange position because I've got to go back, and if I have to go back and give what really is wanted to be heard type of thing, it doesn't work, and that's all there is to it.
Is there a top dog? Is there, like, someone who is the fucking force behind this stuff? Is
yeah.
Some, yeah? Are you it?
Yeah.
Is he the guy who has to be convinced? Because I'd like to talk to someone. You know,
what do you want to say to them that you haven't said to me? Anything?
Yeah, I want to know, where does it sit with the attorney? Is the guy going to go with it? I mean, you know, where are the affidavits? They can be set up and structured.
No, man.
I got a little extra change, I hope. Listen. Listen, it's not a lot. A couple bucks, okay? You got it. I wish I could get more.
I have a question. I asked you about this before, and this is sort of an additional thing. That what is the real thing as regards us not getting shafted by the agencies, even if we put over or if we make our move?
Well,
can we get any sort of like guarantee that we're not going to then get shit on by them?
I think you guys should talk to them and let them know what the fuck you're doing and that you intend to clean up the goddamn place.
But what do they say to you? I mean, you've told them about us, obviously.
Yeah,
what do they say to you about it? I mean, the trouble with that is if we reveal ourselves to them directly, that's it. We can be subpoenaed, they can do whatever they want with us at that point.
There's definitely a certain amount of risk in it, but they'll meet you under any circumstances. And no names. But obviously, they're looking for information. CID has its eye on solely, so they said, Jared McGarrett and L. Ron Hubbard. maybe the.
So what do you, you're the guy that deals with them. That's one of the things you do. What's like your opinion on it?
My opinion of them, all of them that I've dealt with, is that they are very realistic and very decent people. You know, they're probably hotshot American university boys who got plucked by Uncle Sam out of the graduating class of their respective universities and put into law enforcement. CID is, I mean, they're gun toters. They're like FBI, but they're enforcement. They're not like, you know, all the other FBI cases that are now going on. You're all looking at defensive actions. So you deal with a bunch of attorneys. FBI does not, to my knowledge, currently have an investigation going. CID does, and, you know, various other agencies do. But my opinion is that what will happen is that a transition of power will occur, and then your attorneys will be dealing with, as the organization's attorneys have, the various government agencies. It'll just be a transition. You simply have to fire your old attorneys, and you have to look at whether or not they've fucking misrepresented you, whether or not they should all have their asses slapped for malpractice, because they've taken a lot of money, and you guys haven't won a goddamn suit.
Listen, I
right?
Yeah, okay. I have a question about this. What if these guys moved in? Like, they obviously know about your dealing with us to some degree. Are they ever gonna like move on us for this? Like, try and get us into deposition about what we're doing with you?
No, I don't see how they can. They don't know who you are.
But they could ask you.
Yeah, well, I'll never tell them. You know, until you guys say, well, I want to talk, at which point, and that's just the way it is. I told them I don't know anyone's name.
Okay.
I see no downside regarding those people for you guys. They do. Everyone I've talked to in justice, in CID, and everywhere says, you know, place is operated like a business. So, there's going to be a transition. It's got a team that cannot continue with mounting opposition to it. And it can't. So, it's going to change. And you guys, if you take over, are going to end up dealing with the government agencies exactly like the organization does now. The difference being, you're not going to spend $1 billion to come up with nothing. You've got to clean up the ship. It has to be. You can't, you know, the organization cannot continue being so fucking righteous.
Can we go into this with a pretty fair expectation that if we were to actually accomplish our takeover, that we wouldn't then have to be fighting tooth and claw with those guys? Just like when you said, you know, you don't want to take over an entity which has nothing left to it except a bunch of debts. We don't want to take over something that has nothing left to it except a bunch of government agencies all over our back.
I'll tell you this. If you guys were to say, listen, we want to take over, we want to clean it up, we are willing to make our books available to you, we're willing to open the whole damn thing up because we want to know like you want to know. We want to know where every goddamn penny has gone. And we want to know what the fuck it's been used for. We want to know if any of our former parishioners, specifically Miscavige and Company or whoever, has some villa in Switzerland. And you guys
now, would we be liable to anything that had occurred previously? You see what I mean? If we're taking over now, we're the church. Are we then become liable for, if there is stuff, do we then become liable for that? Are we then going to be in the hot seat about that stuff?
I don't see how you can be. What cases exist? What if something has happened? You people weren't the organization then. You have the four, you know, statutes run on virtually everything from back in the Mary Sue days. And if you're into something more current, then I think, again, you guys have solved that problem just by filing the lawsuit. I don't see that as any problem. Okay. I really don't. I there may be individual things. Let's say one of your guys hauled off and hit someone, and was an asshole. Maybe he's going to have to handle that. By the way, you guys have any information on the Savage hitting people? You know where John Axel is?
No. No, I don't know where Axel is now.
John Axel was held in the Savage shelter. There's criminal activity.
Well, okay.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. I understand.
Don't cast that sort of stuff off, because I give you a good goddamn idea.
Okay.
And someone can come up with an affidavit. Somewhere, John Axel still exists.
I see what you're saying.
But there are
thought that was a digression off the other
side. You asked me what do I know about things. I can come up with the guy in England, what's his name, Jay Hurwitz, wrote some document which listed down a number of people who were hit. Roger Barnes. Now that's important to you guys, because you have to get across to the immediate hearing judge what can be expected.
That's exactly what I was talking about on this thing.
I've been saying it all along. Well, you guys can simply say.
I got it.
What's the danger you're in now?
I got it.
You're in fucking danger.
I got it. Yeah, good. I duplicate that. That's good. Fine. Can you check? I have a question.
Yeah.
Can you? I don't know if you've ever even brought this up. Up to the CID guys. Is it, you know, would they even answer that question? What would their position be?
Their position would be to work with you guys. It would be that. You're swapping. What you're swapping is, we will work with you. We'll open our books.
And that would give us, therefore, immunity from anything that may come. See, there is a liability to that. We open our books. We're now in charge.
No.
What if there's something in there? Do we then become liable for that?
No, why?
Because who else is the head of the corporation now?
Because you are there to patch up a corporation which has been vandalized, which has been ripped off. How much bucks does KFC have?
I understand. I got it.
Good. I want to talk to people. I don't give a fuck who. And I don't have a lot of time. You know, I'm going to be around for 18 more days max.
Okay. Well, we've been trying to get a hold of you a bit, because we are moving ahead. It's not like all stalled or anything. We're moving.
Let me talk to the attorney. You can call me in for goddamn information.
Okay.
And from then, I want to talk to him, and I want to put him in touch with Mike Flynn, because he's got to get the legal, you know, I deal with this thing on a couple levels. There's the minutiae, which we're talking about right now, little details.
Right.
But then there are the big, broad, goddamn legal concepts, which are important for an understanding of the whole thing and the way it can resolve. There's a lot of the minutiae which I don't know about, but the ultimate legal concepts I grasp pretty quick.
Okay. And Flynn could definitely...
Flynn is a fucking good attorney, and he knows it, and he can help the guy.
Could he even, like...
provide
well,
an affidavit?
Yeah, well, you already
certainly
said that.
Provide one on what's the situation with him.
Okay. Yeah, it's probably a good idea. Somewhere or another, you've already accomplished it. So you're to some degree, you've won. You've won a suit. So you, to some degree, have a viewpoint. You have... managed to accomplish something, so that's that is definitely worth taking into consideration. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know,
to be totally frank with you, I read that. I read the judge's order. I find it a little unreal to believe that you really felt that you joined Scientology because of what LRH had represented as his background.
Oh,
I don't.
Fuck, didn't you?
No way, man.
Did you think that the guy?
I didn't know anything about that.
Was a pathological liar?
All I knew was that the reason that I joined and the reason why everybody else I know, which is why I even brought it up, is they look at the technology and it makes some sort of sense to them. They go, oh, well, this looks like something that I can get interested in.
Yeah, but what's the...
So what keeps you in the Sea Org for $10 a week? Because you
it's the same thing.
Because
I still believe that the technology is workable.
Right, because you...
Because it works
every
for me.
Post to help, the purpose of every post to help Ron clear the planet, to help Ron do such and such.
Yeah, but
is he really clearing the fucking guy lied to you.
Anyway, that's a...
It's important to someone definitely on the outside. You know, and all of a sudden one day, you might find, I'm not saying that you will, but all of a sudden you might find, you know, when you realize, you know, for fuck's sake, the guy did lie. Now let's really examine what, you know, what exactly happened. Okay, I've done these goddamn levels. Am I really OT? I don't know. I thought, you know, it's a bit of a shame about Judge Breckinridge at this point that he's being attacked by these assholes, but he's a, you know, the guy's a courageous, he's a strong, he's a funny man, and that's about it. He was extremely fair, and all this shit about comments that he made about them is so much horse pucky. More bullshit, more lies by their fucking scurrilous attorneys. God, it just disgusts me that attorneys are that fucking low. The organization's got them. I gotta go.
Me too.
Listen, if somebody can't get out on a regular basis, see if,
I don't know.
And, just as an aside, tell them that this is absolutely the last time you get to check me out to see whether or not they can get it.
Okay.
After this, they can go fuck themselves. Tell whoever the king is in his back.
Okay. We'll be in comms.
I want to talk to you. Pass the word.
Okay, drive safely.